Hey, what's going on? Ben Atkins back with you with the Fearless Social Podcast. And today we're going to be talking about how to act like Batman in your marketing and why Superman is a horrible salesman. So for more, you can visit fearlesssocial.com. I would be glad to recommend that site because, well, we wrote it. My team put it together and we think it's pretty awesome. And we have a lot of folks that it's helped in the last couple years. But today, let's talk about how to act like Batman in your marketing and why that's a huge thing. So here's the deal. In your business, when you are a local business, it actually helps your business and helps you get business if you are seen as the expert. So if you're running a local brick and mortar type business, it's always very good for people to say, hey, that's the expert. I'm going to go there. I'm going to pay them. And yeah, that's where we're at. The problem with being that local expert that people pay is they're usually paying you for a service, and that usually takes you time, and you're getting paid for your time. So if you're wanting to actually scale a business and grow, you have to start detaching yourself. And a great way to do that is to sell your expertise online, for instance, or to sell your expertise in a way that can be packaged up and they can use it and gain the expertise themselves. Now, the problem is if you have done a good job of branding yourself as this expert, this Superman, then they're going to start to believe that you possess something that they don't possess. And that's why you were able to have success. So how many times have you sat there and said, you know what, this person was able to achieve this because they were born with money. Or this person was able to achieve this because they were born with some sort of social skill that I was not born with. And that's the problem, and that's where we start like locking this stuff in. If you think about superheroes, and I always like to think of things in terms of superheroes because why not? Batman. Batman's just this normal guy who got dealt a crappy hand early in his life and he turned it around and became something more. Superman, on the other hand, was also dealt a crappy hand pretty early on. He lost his parents too, if you think about it. But Superman possesses some sort of alien trait that the rest of us will never be able to possess. So let me ask you something. Which of the two, Superman or Batman, are you going to identify more with as a normal human being? Batman all day, because we just can't be Superman. We could work to become Batman. And marketing's kind of like that when you're selling how-to. Because when we get into this, we want someone to absolutely perceive us as the expert. So if I'm wanting to teach you how to lose weight and how to get six-pack abs, you have to perceive me as the expert. You have to. If you don't see me as the expert, then you're not going to buy from me. You're going to buy from one of my competitors. But here's the issue. Here's the issue. If I'm so much of an expert that it seems like I had some sort of superhuman ability that you will never have no matter how hard you work, it will never work and you won't buy from me. You'll go buy from a competitor. So here's the key as to how we structure this story. So in your business, how you structure a story that's going to sell something that you are selling that they want. So let's stick with the fitness model, okay? So let's say that I have visible abs and you want visible abs, but you've tried all this other stuff and nothing has worked so far, just like I did. Now, this is how I would structure the story to actually sell you this abs how-to. Number one, I would say, here's the problem, and this is how it affected me. So in my story, I would talk about there was a time in my life when I was totally unconfident taking my t-shirt off at the swimming pool. You know, I felt super self-conscious, you know, having my shirt off in front of anybody. The doctor scared me to death. You know, I wouldn't be alone with my wife with the lights on, things like that. You know, those are the things, that's the story, and it affected me. You know, not being secure with my stomach, not being secure with my chest, those things, it really affected me. So in the beginning with your story, you actually want to go in and say, this is the problem. This is how it affected me before I solved it. The next part of your story is this. So there's really three parts, by the way. The next part, or part number two, is how I figured out the solution. So I walk you through the process of what I went through, what didn't work, and then finally, what did I finally figure out that took me from, you know, being a little bit overweight, being a lot overweight, to actually having visible abs and feeling confident about my situation and how I felt after that I actually solved that. So that's part number two, how I figured out the solution. Part number three, what I'm going to teach you and why it's good for you. So the next thing is you have to say, okay, now I've got this figured out. Here's the steps that I'm going to teach you to get to where I am, because that's where you want to be. And here's why each of those steps is good for you. Now, we could expand on those things quite a bit, but if you just take those three down, what the problem is and how it affected me, how I figured out a solution, and what I'll teach you and why it's good for you, if you just knock those things out, you're doing pretty good, especially if you're aimed at the right audience, okay? So I put this together, and what I did when I first did this, I had all these questions I would ask, but after several years of trying to create these stories and write these stories down and sell products, sell how-tos, I finally put together something called a core creation module. So there's this basically a PDF, a guide that I've put together. You can fill it out. It gives you a few questions to ask. It will help you figure out who your audience is, how you relate to that audience, and basically how your product relates to that audience, and it will help you write this story without you even thinking about it. So all you need to do is, as a free giveaway to anybody that's listening to our podcast, all you have to do is go to fearlesssocial.com, search for the show notes for this, and we'll link you up to the core creation setup and how you can actually work through that. And I promise you, when you do that, you're going to be able to really start identifying with your customers and really lock in how to talk to them. Okay, so hope you had fun. Hopefully this was good. And you understand that, sure, we all want to be that guru type, Superman, untouchable expert, but it actually hurts your sales in the long run. And acting more of like the Batman who had to develop the skills and learn all these things, but was a normal human, that's an important thing. All right, so fearlesssocial.com. I hope you have enjoyed the Fearless Social podcast. My name is Ben Atkins, and I will see you next time.